1983 marks the last time an independent candidate ran a credible campaign for mayor of Philadelphia. Plenty has changed since then, except for the odds of third-party candidates taking the big office in City Hall. They're still really steep. Next week, there will be three independent mayoral candidates on the ballot in Philadelphia, as WHYY's Katie Colinari reports.
The police were at the top of the billboard charts when an attorney named Thomas Leonard ran for Philadelphia mayor as an independent. It was a hot race in 1983. Leonard, a longtime Democrat, dropped out of the primary to run against Wilson Good, who would go on to become the city's first black mayor. St. Joseph's University history professor Randall Miller remembers.
He waited, and he came in late. As an independent, which angered the Republican candidate because basically it split the white vote. And this is an unusual circumstance where race, more than any other factor, played into the decisions of people to run and how they would be able to attract support. We don't have any of that in 2015.
What we do have, Miller says, is a powerful Democratic machine and lots of voters who are just not that interested in this race. So why do independent candidates bother running? To get our attention, Miller says.
They'll say they expect to win and they want to win, but they want to get their particular issue into the public mind, and an election is a way to do it.
And now, without further ado, here are the three people running for mayor without the benefit of backing from the Republicans or Democrats. Let's start with Boris Kindy. If Miller is right and independent candidates are running to raise one particular issue, Kindy's is really obvious. It's printed right on the bright red tie he wears to almost every interview.
My main agenda is to bring $15 minimum wage to city of Philadelphia.
Kindy was born in Croatia and fled during that country's war of independence in the 90s. Today, he lives in South Philly and works as a property manager. Speaking on WHYY's Radio Times, Kindy says he's running because he felt he had to do something to publicly address the city's high poverty rate.
I hate injustice and unfairness, and it's the main reason why I want to do something for Philadelphia, for its people. Around 26% of citizens live in extreme poverty.
One way independents like Kindy can get these messages out is by getting invited to participate in debates with the major party candidates. However, they've only been included in one of four debates this fall. None of them is angrier about it than Jim Foster, who brought it up at the debate hosted by the local United Way last month.
Which I think is just plain outrageous and disgraceful. So this is the only chance we have.
Foster lives in Germantown, the same neighborhood he grew up in, and where he now publishes a local newspaper called The Independent Voice. He says Germantown, which once had one of the city's busiest commercial corridors, is now a shell of its former self.
What did it? Corruption. Corruption to the highest level.
Foster says he's running to expose decades of what he calls reckless waste in city government and to challenge the two-party system. That brings us to the final candidate.
My name is John, and
hi,
we spoke, John. And this is
Osborne.
Hi, how you doing, sweetie?
Yeah.
Osborne Hart works nights stocking shelves at Walmart. He's running on the Socialist Workers Party ticket. He and his friend John Skaggs, who's running for city council, are knocking on doors together in northeast Philadelphia. It's a working-class neighborhood, and these are the kinds of voters they want to reach.
And we're campaigning around one of the big social issues that are going on in the United States now.
Of all three independent mayoral candidates, Hart is the most realistic about his odds. But having a good reason to go door-to-door and talk about workers' safety and the need for a $15 minimum wage, the issues he's passionate about, that's enough for him.
Our victory is that working people get a voice in the elections and point to the direction that we've been talking about.
Hart can take solace that Democratic nominee Jim Kenney, the likely winner of the mayor's race, is on the record supporting a $15 minimum wage. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.